I don't think Jesus trusted people too much. He was realistic about people. He seemed able to see into their hearts. He knew their motivations, their hopes, their dreams. He also knew their jealousies and their weaknesses. So when I heard that it was one of his own that betrayed him, I was surprised, but I knew he wasn't.
At dinner, Jesus told Judas Iscariot that he would be our betrayer. Judas left. Things seemed to be spinning out of control.
We went to Gethsemane after the Seder. Jesus took James and John and went to find a private place to pray. He left the rest of us to keep watch. Twice, Jesus came back to find us asleep. The second time, we heard other people coming. It was Judas leading a group of the temple guards.
And there stood Judas. Now this is the part where I'm supposed to say it all became clear then, but it didn't. Did Judas do it for the money? Was it for the power, for jealousy? He always wanted to be important in the group. He'd ask me, John, why are you going with Jesus and not me? As if that mattered. He wasn't the leader of the group. Jesus was. Maybe Judas just wasn't ready to be second to anyone.
Came to take him, we knew the danger. I always thought I was willing to die for him until it came time to do that.
What do you think we did? We ran. Tell yourself every day of your life you would have done differently. You will still be wrong. Only Peter ran in the direction of where they took Jesus. Maybe he had more courage than we did.
One day every tongue will confess you are wrong.
When we are unfaithful, Jesus is faithful. On the night Jesus was arrested, he was abandoned by every man who had followed him. Instead of calling the whole thing off, he continued to the cross. Sometimes it's easier to believe he died for the Romans than it is to believe he died for the very people who had pledged their lives and honor to follow him, only to see them betray him, deny him, and run.
And they brought him to me, as if I had a grievance with him. Why? He wasn't a Roman problem. He was their problem. I couldn't find anything he had done which violated Roman law. The Pharisees just wanted a quick political killing. No, not me. There was something unusual about that one. Several of the garrison soldiers and more than one centurion believed Jesus was who he said he was. Even my own wife. She had a dream about Jesus. She warned me to have nothing to do with him. He was innocent, she said.
I believed a lot over those 2 years. Then it seemed that everything I had believed had died. That were there, all of us thought we would die for him. We didn't.
Here is love that heals the heart of man. Here is love that meets the lost demands. Such a love I cannot understand. Here is love. Eternal sacrifice. walked among us as the chosen one. The Messiah, King of Kings, has come. Here is love divine. Love divine. Love divine. Eternal sacrifice for all mankind. Love divine. Love divine. Here is love divine. Here is love that pays the price for sin. Here is love that washes from within. Hope and promise to begin again. Here is love. Here is
I didn't get the strength to find out what had happened to Jesus until he was already going to the cross. And when I saw him there, it was almost too much to bear. Would he speak to me? Would he look at me? Would he spit on me? Do you know what he did? He asked me to care for his mother.
And Jesus died, the final Passover lamb.
A lamb who went willingly to his death. A lamb who struggled with every ounce of his strength just to reach the base of the cross, where his sacrifice would be completed.
Blameless, but knowing that the blame for every wrong ever committed, or that ever would be committed, was about to be put on him, and that he would pay the price for all the sins, all the pain man ever created.
Justice demanded that a price be paid, but God paid our price. Since God delivered the Israelites to freedom by using the blood of a lamb, the world waited for God to deliver each person to freedom again by the blood of a lamb.
Jesus.